Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're most welcome back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way till 1 o'clock today. Now, next week, we're going to be bringing you the show from Japan. Yes, that's right, Japan. And as you know, this show has a long association with the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. And like we've done for the last 10 plus years, we're going to be travelling as part of this year's CEO retreat, which will see us join 140 entrepreneurs in the Far East. You'll be hearing all about it next week. But to give us a little flavour of what we might expect, I'm delighted to be joined by Roger Wallace. He's the partner lead of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme. Top of the morning to you, Roger.
Great to be here, Bobby, and great that it is 10 years that yourself and John are coming on the retreat with us.
Well, I've got my suitcase outside the studio here. I'm ready for action. What can we expect, Roger? Because, you know, there's Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto. Just the thought of going to these places alone fills me with, I suppose, inspiration and anticipation. I can't wait.
Japan is obviously a massive country and a massive market, but one that's maybe not as penetrated by Irish business as other big markets around the world. This will be a full immersion in Japan, in Tokyo, Kyoto and Osaka for 140 Irish entrepreneurs. Cultural learning, societal learnings, but business network, site visits, executive education, and of course a week of 140 of Irish top business people spending it with each other.
140 is a big number. I don't think it's been that quite that size before. You think of it in terms of buses. You said to me, it's an extra bus, Bobby, which is like an extra 40-odd people.
That's right. We've never hit 140. The EY Entrepreneur of the Year program, you know, thanks to the alumni, gets bigger and bigger. But I also think the lure of Japan, for a whole host of reasons, including just a place that people want to go and see, has been incredibly positive this year. It's, you know, we unfortunately had to turn down dozens of alumni who wanted to travel. We couldn't go beyond the 140.
Yeah.
But you know what? It will be an epic journey for the people that are going.
Tell us about the business, I suppose, landscape in Japan. The way they do business, it's slow, maybe it's methodical. They have a lot of custom and practice that we may not be used to on this side of the pond.
Yeah, so I mean, for sure there's a huge element of building trust and knowledge with trading partners and you know, going through the cultural boundaries to make sure that you can build the right, be it trading, be it investment, you know, be it kind of general personal interaction with the largest companies and with entrepreneurial companies takes some time. But then when you have that trading relationship, they do deliver and they seem to be very long-standing relationships. And of course, there's some great Japanese companies in Ireland who have been here, like Hitachi and Takeda, that have been here for years and years, that are testament to that. We're going to meet some of the really big names in Japanese business, like Sony, like Honda, like Yamaha, like Fujitsu.
Yeah.
Go on and on. You know, these companies are delighted to see entrepreneurs coming in and having conversations with them. What they want to see in Japan and, you know, within their companies is the entrepreneurship, the innovation, the drive that interacting with, you know, new companies from different parts of the world brings them. So there's been a really warm welcome from, you know, big corporate Japan.
They're also very thorough, are they not, in terms of building the relationship? They want to get to know your family, the ceremony around seniority, who's who in the room, the business card etiquette. There's all those kind of nuances that you need to be mindful of and respectful of as well.
We do. And you know, they have their culture. They're very proud of their culture. We will share with all our delegation. In fact, it's a very descriptive pack, which helps us understand, you know, Japanese culture and how they want to interact with us. I mean, as I've spoken to all of the people who are going to meet our group over the last number of months, the level of preparation that the CEOs and C-suite and board members of some of the biggest companies in the world have put in to presenting to 140 people from Irish business is absolutely immense. They want to get things absolutely right to present themselves, their company, and actually to represent Japan.
What about the finalists? It's a big week for them. It's probably the pinnacle of the experience around the EY Entrepreneur of the Year program for a finalist who hasn't gone before to be going on this trip as one of 24 people who could win, certainly one of the three categories. What do you say to them, and what's in it for them when you look at the week that they that lies ahead of them?
There's so much in it for them. I mean, first of all, they're going to have a shared experience as 24 finalists, and they will make, within that group of 24 and across the wider alumni, they'll make lifelong business relationships and beyond that friendship. So just immersing themselves in the group and quickly understanding the trust and collegiality that's in that group, I think will, you know, will surprise some of the finalists. It you know, usually absolutely impresses them and sucks them in. And then, you know, the two paces that we're going to go through in Japan. So extremely fast in Tokyo, you know, huge amount of business, huge amount of networking, huge amount of knowledge. And then as we move to Kyoto and to Osaka, a different experience, a little bit of self-reflection, bit of meditation, bit of cultural learning, you know, a bit of spending time with the other people on the group. So, you know, there'll be a kind of intensity to the business learning, the technology, the innovation, and then a little bit more about themselves as leaders. And usually finalists come out with a renewed reflection on themselves, what they do as leaders, and a massive renewal on their ambition of their business.
Yeah.
In fact, I do sometimes get some eye rolls from, you know, CFOs and CTOs at home when, you know, the entrepreneur comes on, they scrap.
Oh, God, we shouldn't have sent him on that. Yeah. What are we in for now? Yeah.
Exactly.
So I suppose finally then, what's the weather like over there? What can we expect?
I think, do you know what? It's not a million miles off. It's certainly warmer than Ireland. I'd say we're
going to... So maybe warm and humid?
Yeah, a bit of warm and humid. We're kind of fingers and toes crossed, as we are every year, that we won't be kind of completely rained on or something like that. It always seems like we're lucky and we get some kind of lovely evenings and some nice outdoor activity as well. And do you know what? I think it's important. I mean, we speak about the kind of learnings and everything else. It's great just to see these places. And, and you know, we try and curate it so that we can go outside and enjoy some of the really unique. Tokyo is an incredibly unique city, and Kyoto is near the exact opposite in terms of culture. And we'll be outside enjoying both places as well.
I don't know if I told you this, but I was in Tokyo 25 years ago. I was there twice the same year when I worked with a company, once to open up the shop, the second time to close it down. That was my experience. Long, long time ago, but I'm really looking forward to getting back there. Roger, thank you as always. Thank you for including us as part of the program. We're really looking forward to getting really, really excellent content now over the week and broadcasting from Tokyo next weekend. And we'll share the experience with our listeners. So thank you again.
Thank you, Bobby. And it wouldn't be the same without you. So delighted you're on board.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.